Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Mike Shope.
Excuse me?
And the Bulldog.
What's going on with Courtland Sutton?
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
All right, let's get back to work. Thanks for listening and watching on the Facebook Live page. Brought to you by Value Home Centers. Once again, our special playoff performance here this afternoon. Makes a lot of sense. We okay?
Yep, all good.
What was that? Yeah. It was me, wasn't it?
That was me.
Joe, do you have your radio on?
Stream by accident on the wrong computer.
Yeah. Joe, do you have your radio on? Come on.
That was a
first
form of
caller,
having your radio on.
Long-time listener.
Yeah.
How are you guys?
What's going on? Just want to thank you. It's always nice to hear that. Okay, so I don't know. I want to bring up Alan and a point about the fine line, maybe, or the close to fine line between the kind of thing that we've seen here and there where he's trying to do too much, people say, you know, forcing plays. It's always sort of a negative word attached to it when just based on the result versus, you know, a more controlled kind of performance that eliminates those plays. But I don't know, is it really saying anything? Like, for me, a big part of why the Bills have smashed here in the last 2 years, obviously, is his ability, like his super high ceiling, his ability to make plays that other guys can't make. And so how do you describe wanting him to play with a certain level of, I guess, self-control that doesn't compromise that. It really says anything. You know, what you don't want is interceptions.
Bad so, plays, right. I don't want you to lateral it to someone and have it turn out badly. But if you want to lateral to someone so they can get out of bounds, stop the clock like you did with Dawson Knox, and like, okay, well, that works. That's fine.
Right.
But if you do that and the ball gets on the ground, then he's playing hero ball. So, you know, everybody's different. I mean, I think largely it is a results-driven opinion, you know, like you just said. Like, if it works, great. If it doesn't, then why did you try to do that? You're trying to do too much. I mean, I don't know, man. I thought in the Tampa game, in the second half of the Tampa game, he 100% went hero ball. And they were, you know, within one more play of winning that game in regulation, they got it to overtime. They came back against the champs and against Brady in their place from, what was it, 24-3, 27-3? I mean, it was bad.
Yep.
So, you know, I think it seems almost ridiculous to say, I want him to play loose and free and just let it roll and hope that you stay out of trouble doing that. But I think that's kind of how he's at his best, is not being too worried. I mean, there's, I guess, you see a recklessness at times where, you know, you get into trouble. But honestly, I don't think we really have seen that since almost the Houston playoff loss 2 years ago now. Like, in that game, that is maybe the quintessential game for me for that criticism or that description of Allen, and I don't think we've seen much of it since. And so if we get mistakes, I think let's try to keep in mind that they are, you know, sometimes they're going to happen, and it doesn't mean that he tried to do too much or that you should criticize him for it. It just went badly, and like, you get criticized for mistakes, but it doesn't mean you shouldn't try the same thing some other time. I guess, to some extent. I don't know. Does that all make sense?
Yeah, you're finding it the same way I do, which is, are you really, is it really analysis? Or is it just sort of, if there's a, quote, bad decision made because, you know, there's a turnover and we know that that's, we see that as a key play in the game, is it the decision or is it just the accuracy or whatever it is in that moment, the pressure? Like it can be different things. So, you know, I accept that there is a balance here that's important. That I think a lot of that is psychological, not knowing what it's like to play that position in the NFL, of course, far from the farthest thing from it. But I think that that makes sense that there would, I guess, there's got to be sort of a psychological kind of, you know, control mechanism where you just, whether that's play to play or whatever, you breathe, you accept that you can't win the game on the first drive. You know, it's a long night and you want to make sure Singletary in his role is a compliment to what you're doing and not, you know, feel like you have to just sort of make it. You don't have to score 7 touchdowns in a row, probably. So I don't know what it really is to say, but there is some, you know, meaning to some of it.
Yeah, I think one last thing I want to add. I'd love to hear what Sneaky Joe thinks about this subject. You know, act like you've been there before is something that gets said a lot, right? And, you know, guess what? Like, if you haven't been there before, then all you're really doing is acting. And maybe you don't really know exactly how to handle the situation that you're in until you go through it. And they and he specifically have now been through it enough times that I think it's natural for us, I think, from the outside to start to trust him more that he's going to avoid that stuff because he might have a better handle on his emotions in those situations and a better idea of like what needs to be done and how to effectively do it. And I think the signs have been extremely promising. I mean, last week was pressure packed. We talked about it maybe at this time last Friday. Is this game bigger than last year's AFC title game because it's the Patriots and it's at home and there's 70,000 people and all this stuff. And all he did was go out and throw, you know, he's Don Larson over here last weekend. Wow, is that a dated
Joe,
reference? Anyway,
comments.
Don Larson.
I think once. Sorry, once you have been there, then you can act like you've been there because you've been there.
The moment shouldn't be too big for him. Like the turnovers have the fumbles seemingly have gone away. Like I don't watch him take off running anymore and just hold my breath that the ball's just going to slip out. Like I did when he was doing that early in his career. So there's recklessness in that too, which can be okay. I mean, he jumped over a player the last time they played the Chiefs. Like that in some ways would be considered reckless, but like do it. Because more often than not, it seems he turns those into bigger plays. I don't need him going nuts like he did in the Houston game for that, especially if Mahomes is on the other end making pass after pass after pass and he starts to feel the pressure of matching him. Like don't go nuts with it. But when he's scrambling out to the right and throwing it 45 yards down the field to Knox over someone's head, like, he takes chances. Like, that's part of why he is who he is. He's a big play quarterback. And I think they've coached it out of him or he's taken it out of his own game himself just the right amount. Because there are still moments like that. Another play that happened in that Chiefs game was he throws back across the middle to Emmanuel Sanders on, like, not a huge play, like 13 yards. That every quarterback in the league would probably be told, don't ever make that throw. Allen made that throw once. Mahomes made that throw last week against Pittsburgh, too, where he's just slinging it on the other side of the field. Like, sometimes you just have guys that they should be allowed to do a little bit more than others are because they're so naturally gifted.
How about Burrow's touchdown when the whistle blew?
That was back across.
Like, who tries that? Well, I think that's a really great thing about the state of the NFL right now is that not that there isn't some merit to that advice, to that criticism, but you've got players. Mahomes really started this, I think. Maybe, was it someone else? But like he made some of those never do this kind of plays work. And Allen gives you that, like Joe was saying. I mean, some of these top quarterbacks are capable of that. But the one time, you know, just like with his running, if he gets hurt, you're gonna have, like I told you, you know, the one time when throwing back across the middle of the field backfires because somebody's just that he didn't account for is there and it goes the other way. That's what we end up talking about. But just don't I say this about like about fantasy or now everybody's betting. You say this about betting. You got to make sure you remember your wins. You make sure you put into the equation what the upside is to playing a certain way or whatever kind of strategy, anything, you know, because the losses, the mistakes just are hard to forget. And they end up being the things that we end up talking about the most and almost like they live forever. But you want to, this is maybe more Mahomes, I don't know, but you certainly would take the deal. You're going to take the occasional, what is he doing on this play for the 40, 50 touchdowns, and many of which are on plays where you just have never seen anything like it. And it's both of these guys. They're alike in that way.
Yeah, no question. I mean, it really is. I mean, it's easy, I think, to get sort of lost in, and I feel like this has sort of gotten, I don't know, swept aside as the week has gone on. I feel like we started the week thinking about this being the new Brady and Manning in the AFC. And there is, and I think when it came up earlier in the week, maybe this is why it sort of got swept aside, that there are a lot of other good young quarterbacks in the league and in the AFC in particular, and even guys that aren't that good yet that you might be worried about, like Trevor Lawrence, for example.
Mm-hmm.
But these two guys are, I think, at the top of the list. Mahomes is out accomplished Allen so far, of course. I mean, with the Super Bowl win and an MVP already. But they have sort of broken the mold. Now teams, I think, are looking for guys who can go off script and make plays that you're not supposed to be able to make or that coaches 10 years ago or even 5 years ago would have advised against making. Teams, I think, recognize that if I'm playing a team that has a guy that does that, the best way for me to beat them, yeah, sure, I can try to defend them, or I can get a guy that can do that stuff too. And I think we're going to just see more and more of that sort of player coming into the league at that position. And it's pretty cool, I think, for us that the Bills have got a guy that's at the head of the class right now. And, you know, this is, I think, a matchup that the league, you know, we would still be pretty heavily invested in Brady versus Manning, even though it wasn't our team and we hated Brady and the Patriots. But it was a spectacle within the sport to see those two guys squaring off, and I think we're there with these two guys. I mean, there's no guarantee because of the other quarterbacks in the conference. We'll see where Watson fits into that eventually, I imagine, that it's going to be they're going to rule the roost for the next, say, 10 years from here out. But there's a good chance that they will. I mean, if these teams keep their rosters somewhat together and just keep supplementing properly and these guys don't get devastatingly hurt in some way, I think it tracks toward we are talking about these two cats facing off for many years.
A huge part of Allen's game right now is obviously his rushing. And I was listening to someone make a comparison between him and Roethlisberger the other day and how Roethlisberger wasn't near the athlete, but like same kind of vibe where defenders are just bouncing off of them. And like they're just so big that they're so hard to bring down. And I thought about Allen and his running ability right now because he's next to Jackson, the best running quarterback in the league. Like, you could argue Hurts or Murray maybe, but Allen just runs through guys. And
yeah,
how long will you have that? I mean, I'm not saying next year it's going to be over, but...
Right, but eventually it slows down.
Exactly. Yeah. And the guy becomes more pocket-based and it comes down to more of his arm talent. I think a big reason, or the reason to have confidence in Allen is that it's not all his rushing. It's not even to the level that it was with Cam Newton, to how much of his value is the rushing. I think he's at the right level now where you can get by with him being just a pocket passer. But what makes him special right now is the running ability. And how many more kicks at the can are you going to have with him being at that such an elite level? Because he's running the ball as good as anyone in the league this year. I think Rashad Penny was the only one that topped him in yards per carry. So that's something you won't have forever. And you should have it on Sunday. And like they've made it a big part of their game plan, and I want them to keep doing that.
I think this is an excellent point, Joe, because it's a little bit like the rookie contract thing. right? Like except the rookie contract, you know what the timeline is. It's fixed, right? Like you're going to run out after year four, fifth year option. We got to make a decision, whatever. And they did that with him. This to me is, it's a little more vague when it stops, but sure. I mean, he's 25 right now. When he's 31, is he running like this? I mean, maybe. I mean, that would be great. But if he lasts that long as this effective as a runner, I don't think it would last much longer than that.
Yes, to all points. This is when you have to go get it. But it's so hard to win. You have the Chiefs with all their excellence and what Mahomes is. That point about Brady and Manning, we'll see what happens over the years. This could be that with the Chiefs having traded with the Bills to get Mahomes. I mean, that's how this all started. So there's a little extra there. The way the two teams, you know, the origin story of the whole thing, back to that draft, mm-hmm. that draft pick.
I would just like, I mean, obviously loved it to be Allen, but just see a different quarterback make the Super Bowl out of the AFC. Like, it's four guys in 20 years. It's Brady, it's Roethlisberger, it's Manning, it's Flacco, and it's Mahomes. That's it. Like, it's the same guys every time. And, like, that will change, obviously. It's not going to be Mahomes every year going forward. But it's been interesting that, like, just nobody else has gone. And now you're going to have the new rotation.
Somebody tweeted at me late, maybe last week even, that since 1994, all the AFC championships have happened in seven cities. And in the NFC, the last 7 years have been seven different cities to host the NFC championship.
Wow.
I started to check on that AFC part of it because it just seemed crazy. But if it's not exactly that, it's close to that. So speaking to that point about the dominance here in the AFC, those certain players.
Yeah. I love that you mentioned the connection, right? Like Mahomes gets to Kansas City through a trade with Buffalo, and Buffalo gets to Allen through that same trade. In large part, right? I mean, the extra first round pick is a key element to them getting to seven and drafting Allen. So the connectivity between the franchises and their franchise quarterbacks is always going to be there. It's just too bad we don't get to see Tre'Davious White pick off Mahomes on Sunday to seal a win.
No. The Duntire Roundtable continues through the hour. The smoking story of the week, talking about the great quarterback matchup before us here, brought to you by Decades, Psychedelic Days, Western New York's grooviest smoke shop. We'll talk about the injury report. That'll be short. The rest of the playoff picture as well through the hour as we come back after the update. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here with Sneaky Joe. You can watch us on the Facebook page, WGR's Facebook page, the live stream there, brought to you by Value Home Centers. Be right back. This is
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found.
LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
GR.
F everybody. Literally, it's just us, because the world dropped us, you know? The world dropped us on our head, and it was just us that could pick each other up. We as a unit know that. So it's literally just no disrespect, but it's just F everybody and just focus on ourselves. Like we don't need anybody to tell us that and we're good and that, oh, and we're doing a good job anymore. It's all us.
In Deion Dawkins' world, well, the rest of us all gave up on the Bills or something. Hey, whatever.
Hey, man, you know, I'll own my part of that. I was down on that line. I think he's talking about the line, not so much the team.
Yep, I do too.
There, and that I was really worried about the line. I don't know how much of it came out, but, I mean, I was thinking about drafting guards with the first couple picks. Like, I was worried. So, I mean, I didn't think that they were dead because of it, but it was a problem at one point this season. I thought a real problem, and he was in the middle of it. And I wasn't, like, mad at him about it, because I think there was not a lot he could really do about it because of, you know, the health issues, COVID, more than once. So, I don't know. I don't think he sounds as off base maybe as you do in talking like that. Because I know from my end of this show, I thought the line was a real weak link. And going into this game and even last week's game, really since the game in New England when Bates got on the field, I think the line has become a strength. And it was far from that midseason.
Well, a couple things. One, players, they don't have to be right. You know, players forever have been using that sort of perceived slights as motivation. So whether it's true or not, it's not at all to what you just said, but you know, if a guy mm-hmm. on your team thinks everybody hates him or something and he ends up playing better because he's, like, driven by that, then you win. Everybody wins, whether it's real or not. The other thing is, not either to sort of push back against what you said, because, I mean, you're just telling us, you're reminding us, like, how you talked about that and how you felt. I was always, with this team this year, the offensive line is part of it, was always, it always started with, what do the odds say? And as I've gotten older, that's more and more what I want to look at. I want to know, what do the odds say? And the low point for this team this year was either Indianapolis or Jacksonville. You tell me, whichever. You know, they were relatively close together. I think they were 2 weeks apart. And yeah, one is just an embarrassing loss. The other is just a blowout at home. And they're both, I guess, embarrassing in their own way. And as you know, never did the odds really change about the Bills. Like, they were always not what they are today so much, but just like, they were always a favorite. You know, they were always the favorite in the division. If they weren't, it was for 1 week after they lost to the Patriots here. They were always second or third to make the Super Bowl from the AFC. So, I mean, the offensive line is part of the team, and it's an important part of the team. It was maybe more than anything else, like you're kind of saying, the concern you would have about them. That yep. that can be said, but it didn't ever, like, Deion Dawkins wouldn't know or care. It just would. It never sort of mattered that much to the world, as he put it. So, in the end, like, I don't really care if it's contrived, or, you know, you could always find somebody to say anything. And, you know, sometimes it gets really obscure. I don't think that quite goes to that level. But it's also just not true that the world gave up on the thing like he describes it. F everybody, really? Like, okay, whatever. It's just a little bit more than I think is really how it sounded in the middle of the season. But it happens all the time. It happens all the time. It's not any sort of mm-hmm. crime or anything. You know, players are always, you know, if you hear something said about you, you can just sort of, like, moves you.
Well, you can choose to ignore it, or you can choose to dwell on it. And, you know, sometimes the things that are negative are the ones you remember. You know, it's not unlike gambling. Like you always say, right? You always remember the bad beats.
Yeah.
So, you know, the criticism, whether it's justified or not, can sting, you know, and be what you keep in the back of your mind, especially if you are, you know, if part of your job is like getting up at 5 in the morning to go lift weights and you don't really want to. Like, something's got to get you out of bed. So, I don't know. I already said it. I don't think how he sounds there is unjustified about the line specifically. You know, the team's chances overall is, you know, a different thing. But, I mean, I'll tell you, the way that line was playing in November, I would have had a hard time. Just whatever the odds said, I would have had a hard time seeing a team that couldn't block for their quarterback win in the Super Bowl. And they got that. They got that buttoned up, and they look tight up there. Tight meaning good, not like, oh, no, they're tense. Like, they are locked up there, and I think that's good.
I'll make a bet. Whoever wins this game, somebody on that team is going to say, everybody gave up on us. Everybody wrote us off. Patrick Mahomes, sure, with how teams were, oh, they figured out Patrick Mahomes. Okay. Like, he might not be the type, but someone is. A lot of players are the type where they're going to be like, yeah, nobody thought we could do this. Meanwhile, everybody thought these two teams were it, you know, kind of all year.
I like how you're working here, but I don't know that you'll hear that after a divisional round
maybe
playoff
not game. Right.
That's more something maybe after a championship game win, but even then, it sounds to the outside like you're saying, we did it, and all you've done is – get a chance to play another game.
Good point.
So it might be something you hear from a lot of people after the Super Bowl. From, you know, if either one of these teams win the Super Bowl, then I think you might hear that.
Which would be kind of silly. But
because they both had a pretty rocky ride, right? Like, you know, early in the year for Kansas City, a little bit later for the Bills. Whereas, you know, if Green Bay or Tampa wins, I mean, please spare me anybody telling, or, you know, from those teams, spare me Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady saying everybody left us for dead. I mean, shut up.
Rodgers could say it, something like it, because of the offseason. And, you know, this wasn't supposed to work.
Yep.
You know, he could talk like that. Or I'm not supposed to, just anybody. Tampa Bay would be tough to take, maybe the toughest to take in this area. I think I agree with you on that one. If the Bengals win it all, I'll listen to it. I'll listen to how, like, they were written off or something. I'll listen to it.
You want to say shocked the world if you're Jamar Chase or Joe Burrow? Yeah, fine. I'm not because you know what? I'm not the world, but I'll be shocked if the Bengals win the Super Bowl.
What about the Titans?
Oh, absolutely. The Titans will definitely say that. They're saying it now. Everybody, they think we're crap.
They're the quintessentially doubted team in this playoff pool. They're the one seed, and nobody thinks they deserve it.
Yeah. You hear this Sneaky Joe guy? He power ranked us like 11th all year, something. It was just terrible. Insulting. You hear about this Aaron Schatz? You guys know what DVOA is? Maybe a couple of them do.
Part of me really wants 8 months of just yelling about how the Titans still aren't good, even though they won the Super Bowl.
Yes. I would love to listen to it.
You'd be equally bitter because you're going to owe Mike $200 if that happens.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, right.
That, right. It's just assuming they
do that with Ryan Tannehill and not.
All he has to do is start.
Woodside.
All he has to do is start. He could get hurt, come out of the game, and Woodside goes in, throws the winning pass to Nick Westbrook-Akini. They win the Super Bowl. Joe's out $200, and he can whine all he wants. I'll listen to his show that day. I know.
These are some made-up football names right here on this show.
Logan Woodside.
Yeah, if only. If only. Well, we've been constructing the game plan, not just like right this minute, but it's brought to you by Admar Construction Equipment and Supplies. Equipment you need when you need it. I feel like we've talked more about matchups and angles in terms of strategy with this game than maybe any game ever. You know, it's a familiar matchup. We've seen the Bills win there. We've seen them lose there last year in the playoffs. The AFC Championship game last year was the 24th of January. This game's played on the 23rd. Like, it's a year since then. And we've talked about all the different parts of this all the time. Rousseau in the draft and just the different ways that the Bills have tried to adjust and adapt and be able to stay with and beat the Chiefs. So I don't feel like we've come up short there. The injury update brought to you by the Barnes Firm. Injured? Call 1-800-8-MILLION. There's almost nothing. The Bills don't have anybody. They have the guys who've been hurt for the season, but on their active roster, it's literally no one.
Right. Addison was limited earlier in the week, and today he practiced in full, so he carries no designation into the game. Diggs took today off for veteran rest, so that's listed today, but there's no injury status there. He's fine. And, yeah, I mean, I wonder, man, like, we don't – well, maybe, you know, if they win it all or something at some point, maybe we'll get some clarity on how different the receivers in particular, Beasley, Diggs, most notably – felt this year. John Brown was a part of that last year. Of course, he's not here now. But just how much of a factor them being hampered was, and the difference this year, if they are indeed as healthy as they appear. I mean, they certainly, I'm sure, you know, they've played 16 football games mostly, and so they probably have things, but nothing that is notable enough that we're going to, I don't think, going to be hearing about it after, like, oh, he played with this, he played with that. Like they're in great shape for this well, this late in the year or this early in the year, whatever, you know what I mean. They've played a lot of football. To have nobody on the injury report is kind of incredible to me.
It absolutely is. Last year they did have this, the receivers. That was part of the story coming out of that game, was that Stephon Diggs was bothered by an oblique injury and that Beasley had broken his leg and Brown was hurt a lot during the season. So each guy had some sort of hindrance to some extent going into that game in Kansas City. Who knows how they're feeling like in that kind of detail right now, but no stories like that to figure out. Sanders was injured, came back, Davis. So they look pretty right. McKenzie obviously is a part of this mix too, and he's interesting for this game, just like he was last week. Would the Bills turn to him, trust him, like you might want them to, after he'd been good in New England and good at times, and they did. And they did. So I kind of want to think that'll happen again in this game. Maybe Beasley plays more than he did last week, but I think McKenzie should be relevant. He had a touchdown in the AFC Championship, by the way, McKenzie last year.
After the game was over.
Pretty much.
Like, out of reach.
Pretty much. All right, we'll look around the league and talk more matchups here next as we continue on the Duntire Roundtable. Streaming live on the Facebook page, WGR's Facebook page, brought to you by Value Home Centers, and then into next hour with the picks. Four very interesting games. Of course, it's the second round of the playoffs, but each game looks pretty competitive. You don't have a team here that's, I mean, even a touchdown favorite. Green Bay 5.5, as I see it now, is the biggest number on the board. The other game's a field goal or less. Really good. All right, that'll be next. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Sneaky Joe, this is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I think they're ready to do it. I think they're going to have to play a good game because I think the Chiefs are in a better spot now than they were earlier in the year when they played, meaning they're more complete. And you talk about those double-digit wins, whether it was us or the Bills. I think what you realize is you fall in love with one part of the team, you know, Josh Allen and the big plays and how he's playing. But, you know, that speaks to the idea that you've got a complete team. And so you're talking about, you know, number one defense coupled with Josh Allen and the offense that they have. That's how you beat people by double digits. You know, the Chiefs now, I think, are in a place where their defense is playing way better than they were early in the year. So it's going to be a challenge.
That is Pro Football Hall of Famer Kurt Warner, who was on our show, this show right here that you're listening to, yesterday. And I feel bad bringing that up because maybe somebody's like, I got to listen to today and there's no Kurt Warner. Yesterday I could have listened and would have heard Kurt Warner. So we'll replay it at the end of the show, next hour. Not even the very end. We'll replay Kurt Warner so you can feel better. I don't want you to be mad. He was great to talk to. I know you agree.
I really enjoyed that conversation. I'm very happy you had the thought to reach out to Tyler Dunn about his beard.
Yep.
And that it resulted in him joining our show. He was fantastic. Really was. I'm not just saying that.
Yeah, really good on Allen. Almost all about him. Around the League in a Dash, brought to you by Dashes. Shop the family of finer foods. Dashes Market. Which other game, you guys, are you most interested in?
It feels ridiculous to say anything but the other AFC game, you know, because it's not to say it's going to be the best game, but the result matters the most, obviously. Cincinnati wins and the Bills win. They come here. Obviously, the Bills don't win Sunday night. Who cares? But, you know, if we know, that's just going to ratchet up maybe the anxiety or the excitement or both. That game I'm real interested in. I really like all four of these games, to be honest with you. I think the Rams, I give the Rams a good chance in Tampa, although news today while we're dashing around the league is that their fantastic left tackle, the Rams left tackle, won't be playing. Whitworth, he's out. McVay made that public today. So that seems like a big loss. I mean, some of the Twitter commentary I'm seeing from people that I follow saying like he might have been as good or maybe the best left tackle this year, pass blocking wise, anyway. So that's a big loss for them. But I think all four of these games are real, real juicy. I mean, the Bills and Chiefs are obviously our focus, and I think it's a marquee matchup in the league for sure with the quarterbacks. But I like all four games.
I think the Rams and the Buccaneers. I mean, the Bengals and Titans, right, for the Bills' sake, yes, but just for like interest in seeing what happens, I think that's the one, because other than Bills Chiefs, either one of those two teams I could really see winning the Super Bowl. Like, it's tough for me to see that with the Niners, it's tough for me to see that with the Titans or the Bengals, but I think the Rams and the Bucks are the two best teams left in the NFC that are playing each other. And Stafford has never been in this spot, and he wasn't really asked to do much last week. So he won his first playoff game, and he didn't really have to do much. So what is he asked to do? Is Brady going to be his usual self despite injuries on the offensive line? And they clearly miss Chris Godwin and Antonio Brown. So I think that game for me is the most interesting just from like a casual watching perspective.
No Breshad Perriman either for Tampa. We'll see about Fournette. They still have not activated Fournette off IR, so they have to do that by tomorrow, just like it played out last week. I would pick the Packer game. I think that's the most interesting one to see if San Francisco can win there. It's such a tough matchup for Green Bay in terms of style. San Fran runs it as a rule. They have made it. They won. They win the game in Dallas. They have made it to this point without using the third pick of the draft, hardly at all, just in a couple of spots, mm-hmm. but, you know, not really meaningful to their situation. And they're winning anyway. So I think a ton of Elijah Mitchell there. Debo, of course, is tremendous. And I think that could be scary for Green Bay in that game. Then, of course, you know, their storyline. It's always great to watch the Packers, Lambeau, you know, maybe leaving snow. Just uniforms. Bengals and Titans, you couldn't do worse for a uniform game.
Oh,
all blue.
Titans, everything about the Titans is a disaster. Everything. The colors, the logos. The logos look like they're drawn by, like, it's like some fourth grade version of The Legend of Zelda from the original Nintendo game. Is what the that sword thing or the they're a joke. Get out of the playoffs, Titans. Go Bengals.
I mean, stripes on the pants, you'll take it. But just all Tennessee, all blue tomorrow. It's a terrible
gross.
Uniform game. Terrible uniform
gross.
Game. Gross. Tomorrow night is
they're
almost
gross.
Perfection.
Get out of here. Titans, get out of here. Your pizzeria manager, coach, just get out of here. Just hit the road.
That game should have been last Saturday afternoon.
How about, like, tomorrow morning at, like, 9:30?
Yes. Right. London. Hey, you're flying to London impromptu.
Or would you rather watch soccer? Thanks to Value Home Centers for their sponsorship. For over 50 years, Value Home Centers has served the do-it-yourselfer. Value is conveniently located in your neighborhood, and each store has a hardworking and talented team ready to help you with your next project. Shop in-store or online today, and let their experts help you find the products you need from the brands you trust. Whatever you're working on this year, Value is ready to help. Visit valuehomecenters.com to find a location nearest you. Picks next. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, Sneaky Joe. Thanks for watching, those of you who did. On the Facebook Live feed, we'll just be radio only for the rest of the show. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.